From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, More Idaho Matters Now. Thanksgiving may be over, but over at the Boise Contemporary Theater, they're still celebrating the holiday, though not in the way you might think. It's with their new production of the Thanksgiving play. So joining us now to talk more about the show are cast members Claire Blackwelder, Nick Jordan, and producing artistic director Benjamin Burdick. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
So, Benjamin, tell us a little bit about the play.
Well, it's this amazing satire written by Larissa Fasthorse, who was the first Native American playwright to be on Broadway. It was just on Broadway last spring. And it's about some very well-meaning elementary teachers and local actors trying to put on a culturally appropriate Thanksgiving play and failing miserably in the most amazing and funny way that you can imagine.
So this play seems to kind of maybe tackle the mythology of Thanksgiving. Maybe Ben, can you talk just a tiny bit about that? That idea.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's in terms of the satire of it, and Larissa Fasthorse has an amazing story where she's a celebrated playwright, but also is a very successful TV and film writer. And she kept hearing from theaters that they loved her plays, but they were unable to cast them because, it was difficult to find Native American actors. And she finally got so fed up with it that she decided to write this play so that white actors could talk about, the Native American experience, and it wouldn't be difficult to cast. And in the process of writing this play, excuse me, she does tackle the mythology of Thanksgiving. We learn a little bit about the history of it. And, one of the characters talks about the first Thanksgiving is really about 4,000 years ago. And then the second is 3,000, and sort of work our way up to what we consider the traditional Thanksgiving at Plymouth Rock with the with the pilgrims, and in doing that skewers sort of the, as you call it, the mythology, and what we consider the traditional thanks of Thanksgiving may not be exactly what we what it was.
So Claire and Nick, I'm curious, what drew both of you to these roles? And Claire, I'll start with you.
Well, it wasn't so much about being drawn to the role as it was being drawn to the play and the theater. Ben reached out to me and asked if I would audition for this role. And I had, of course, heard of the play, was really excited about the opportunity. It is so funny, and it's really difficult to talk about things like this sometimes and feel like you're doing justice the topic of it without being, too precious about it. And you wonder what is your place to say, what you're supposed to say. And this play really just gives you the opportunity to examine all these things in a way that makes you think, but also that is incredibly enjoyable. So it's been a really, really good time. And that's, I was excited to come back to Boise. I'm originally from here. My whole family's here. So thrilled to be back here and to be doing this show.
And Nick, same question for you then. What drew you to this?
Well, they paid me, which is pretty rare.
I appreciate your honesty.
Absolutely. I know the director, Jennifer Pennington. I've worked with her before. I love her work. And she called me and told me that she's doing this incredible play in Boise. And I said, where is Boise and what's in Boise? And she was like, beautiful hills and mountains and this great theater and artistic director, Ben Burdick. And I got to know the play a little bit. I had heard of it and was a fan of it from afar, and auditioned for it, and am happy to be here.
So Ben, why did you want to bring this play to Boise?
Well, as you know, Gemma, it's a goal of ours to be as inclusive as possible, and to really try to, the playwrights and directors and the folks that we bring into Boise Contemporary Theater we want to represent all the voices out there. And so the opportunity to get the rights to a play written by a Native American woman, the first on Broadway, it was just something that I've been wanting to do actually around the end of the sort of the first wave of the pandemic until mm-hmm. we had to shut down again. And then I went to Broadway. So we had to wait on the rights. But for me, I'm really proud of the lineup that we, you know, have for this season, and having another sort of underrepresented voice here on stage was a big part of choosing this play.
And, you know, Claire and Nick, I'm curious with the two of you, you know, how you feel about the importance of, you know, bringing plays like this to a community.
Incredibly important. Yeah. I mean, I was born here. I haven't really lived here in a very long time, but in mm-hmm. the 30 years since I was born, I've seen the community grow and change a lot. A lot of diversity being brought into the community, a lot of, you know, differences of opinions. And I think that as a community grows and changes, it's important to open up conversations and have as much representation as possible. And so I really wholeheartedly believe in what BCT is doing and think that it's incredibly important, not only here, but in any community, to represent as many voices as possible.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Ben, I think there's something to be said about, you know, using comedy to maybe, I don't want to say like teach people something, but to maybe broaden people's perspective, maybe about, you know, certain, you know, myths, as we can say, about the origins of Thanksgiving. So can you talk a little bit about that and what you see, you know, how audience members react to a play like this?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a great interview with on Fresh Air that Larissa Fasthorse did, and she speaks to this pretty clearly, that one of the elders, she was writing this play, she wanted to, you know, was thinking about it's writing a satire, and that it was okay to laugh, and that if we don't laugh, then we cry. And so for her in particular, it was, that was the whole point of it, was to shed some light in a way that that people will hopefully find funny, but also thoughtful and thought provoking, which is, you know, what we want to do here at BCT. So, you know, our postcards that we sent out about this and say on, you know, in them, it's okay to laugh, and you know, I think it's okay to laugh at ourselves, since we are, you know, since it's folks who look like me and Nick are the ones sort of getting skewered. It's a great way to also have a, you know, some self-reflection, and to do that through humor is a really great way to learn.
Nick, what do you hope that audience kind of take away from this, this production?
You know, I hope that they come away from this looking at the holiday under a more specific light. You know, I think mm-hmm. that Thanksgiving holds a special place in all of our hearts. When people celebrate it, they mean to do so with family and love and food and everything. But there's a deeper meaning to it, and it holds a different significance for a great number of other people. And I think that that's not a consideration that everyone makes. And I hope that people will leave this play with a conversation with each other about mm-hmm. it. I think it's the kind of play that can and should be done everywhere, and something that helps us re-examine things in a more enlightened and contemporary light.
So Ben, how long is the production going on?
So our first preview is tonight, and it runs Wednesday through Saturdays. You can go to bctheater.org to get show times, and it closes on December 16th. So for the next 3 weeks, we'll be here Wednesday through Saturdays.
What a great way to honestly kind of, you know, be a part of the holiday season, right? With humor, but also giving us, you know, something to think about. So I really appreciate all three of you coming on and talking with us about this.
Thank you, Gemma. It's always such a pleasure to be on. And thanks for the support, not only for BCT, but for everything you do for the community.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.